Tefillah for Life, Shir 1092, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Baalayscha. The next thing on the list that David HaMelech lists, that is not his, it comes from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is Tiferes, beauty, splendor. Tiferes is what the king has, all the external trappings that the king has, the beauty that you see when you go to a king. That didn't come from David HaMelech, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, we're not kings, but all of us have different kinds of Tiferes, different kinds of beauty, splendor, magnificence. These are all Tiferes. A person has a nice family, a person has a nice home. Anything that we perceive as beautiful, as special, is included in Tiferes. And people are proud of it. You have a nice car. You have nice clothing. People are proud of it. That's the goal of Tiferes. The goal of this pasuk saying, L'cha Hashem, Tiferes, HaTiferes, Agdula V'Agvur V'HaTiferes, is to tell you whatever physical beauty you have, whether a person is handsome or a person has any form of beauty, of glory in this world, it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. If you want to be proud of it, you can only be proud of it in the sense that you're using it for proper purposes. But to be objectively proud of it is improper. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to you. You treat it with chashivas. You use it for what it's supposed to be used for. But it's L'cha Hashem, HaGadula V'HaGivura V'HaTiferes. Beauty, splendor, all are attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all come from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And it's interesting, if you think about it, how nuanced David HaMelech is getting over here. He's talking about greatness. He's talking about power. He's talking about beauty. He's trying to get into your mind and into your heart. Trying to get into your subconscious to feel that every single detail, however you spin it, however you look at what you have, whether you see it from a greatness perspective, whether you see it from a power perspective, whether you see it from a beauty perspective, whatever you own, however you see it, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. He's lending it to you. It's not yours. So number one, thank him for it. Feel like the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave you a gift. Don't be down when something, Rachmon Slan, goes wrong. Number two, use it properly. Understand that there's a purpose why he gave it to you. Try to figure out that purpose and try to fulfill it.